Once again, a number of biotech strains are pending approval in the European Union, much to the chagrin of U.S. producers and biotech companies. Ambassador Darcy Vetter serves as the chief agricultural negotiator with the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. She says USDR hopes to address the matter through discussions over the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP. Until then, Vetter says USDR wants to see the EU biotech approval system function as intended.
Well, our hope is that we will get through TTIP some sense of certainty about how they're going to operate their process. And if you look at their process on paper, if that's how it actually worked, we wouldn't have the backlog that we have seen in the past. And, you know, last spring in April, they made approvals of 19 products in one fell swoop. And we saw that as an important sign of momentum that they were willing to sort of make their system operate as it is outlined.
Vetter says there are several products that are about 4 months behind on their expected approvals.
Unfortunately, we're now back in a situation where we have another backlog, three products that we expected to be approved in January and still are awaiting approval in Europe. And so we want to see them consistently operate that system. And if they can commit to just doing what their law says, it would alleviate a great deal of the problem that we have in terms of asynchrony of approvals.
Vetter says this is not a matter of differences in science.
We are more than willing to work with them. We are willing to look at and to really empower their food safety authority, whose scientific opinion almost always matches that of the United States. So when it comes to the science, the U.S. and Europe make the same determination. We just need to make the political aspects of their process work in a much more predictable and timely way.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.